The Sundance Film Festival comes to a close Saturday night. 16 films vying for top honors in the two main competitions, dramatic features and documentaries. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan is in Park City, Utah for the festival. He joins us now. Seen any good movies lately, Ken?
Oh, I've seen a few. I've seen a few. There's a lot to choose from, for sure.
Before you get to specifics, how many films do you, a critic, see on an average Sundance day?
Oh, three is an average day, and it can go higher than that if I'm feeling adventurous.
Wow. Or if you've got the energy.
I know.
Tell us what you've liked so far.
Well, there's been, you know, the stuff that I really like the most in Sundance year in and year out is the documentaries. I really think they're the best films here. And this year has been a very, very rich selection. I almost don't even know where to start. They range from the very serious, a film like American Standoff, which is about a very long and bitter Teamster strike, to a film about a group called the Cockettes, which has been described as hippie acid freak drag queens who were a fixture of San Francisco in the 60s and 70s, a very lighthearted film. And, you know, in some ways, the most interesting documentary, or one of the most interesting, is not even in the competition. It's in another section. It's called The Devil's Playground. And it's about this period when Amish teenagers turn 16. They're liberated from all the restrictions of the church, and they're allowed to kind of fool around for 2 years and be normal teenagers to decide if they want to make a lifetime commitment to being Amish or not.
Oh, fascinating.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what the docs here do. They really take you into other worlds. Mm-hmm. And with, you know, you never feel you waste your time with them. With a lot of the dramatic features, you're often feeling like you're wasting your time.
Well, what dramatic features did you like?
Well, two of the ones that I thought were quite interesting, though they are a little on the strange side. One is called Love Liza. It stars Philip Seymour Hoffman, who's a really terrific actor. He plays a young man whose wife has just committed suicide. Obviously, he's very depressed, and he turns to sniffing gasoline fumes as a way to kind of deal with his sorrow. And it's about as strange as it sounds. There's also a romantic comedy that I enjoyed called Cherish, which is in competition. Robin Tunney plays a young woman who's placed under house arrest with one of these electronic bracelets around her ankle, and Tim Blake Nelson plays the guy who comes to kind of service the bracelet, and it's about this kind of unusual relationship that develops between them.
Ken, that film festival started 18 years ago, and the industry itself has changed so much over these years. Movies the studios make, they target them for certain audiences, and they test them to see how they're floating, and Sundance was founded exactly not to do things in the studio way, but there's been some criticism lately that they're getting too corporate. What do you think?
Well, you know, I hear this a lot. I mean, my feeling is Sundance seems like it's getting too Hollywood if you don't live in Hollywood. You know, if you live in Hollywood, there's a great big difference here with the way the festival is run and the spirit of the festival. You still see all these young kids, you know, the people who make these films, they show up at the festival in packs. They hang out together. They staple flyers from their films onto the walls. And I just love seeing that. I have one in front of me now for this little film. It's not in Sundance. It's in one of the alternate festivals. I think it's in Digidance. It's a film called The Human Being, B-E-E-I-N-G. And there's a picture of an enormous bee in a dinner jacket and black tie. And on the bottom it says, "It will bleed you white with stark, naked terror," big exclamation point. You know, and this kind of stuff is still going on. Yes, the Hollywood people are here, but, you know, you can't avoid that. But this other stuff is here as well. The anarchic side of Sundance still exists.
Sure. Final question to you. What's Robert Redford really like?
I don't know. I haven't met him.
Oh, no. Kenneth Turan, a film critic for the Los Angeles Times. He spoke with us from member station KPCW in Park City, Utah. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Susan.